الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يأتيكم مثل الذين خلوا من قبلكم فمستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله ألا إن نصر الله قريب وقال تعالى في مقام آخر فلولا إذ جاءتهم بأسنا تضرعوا ولكن قصت قلوبهم وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الصدقة تطفي غضب الرب وتدفع ميتة السوء أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد رب اشرح لي صدري يسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني قولي اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما انفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين My dear sister brothers and elders and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we thank all the brothers and sisters that are here today, mashallah. For coming for this noble day of Jumu'ah, the fard of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the right of Allah ta'ala upon us, that we come and we worship Him on this day. We thank everyone here, mashallah, for making that commitment and that effort, mashallah, to have to come in. May Allah reward you, accept it from you, protect you. Allah ta'ala make sure that anything bad in this world ever affect you, inshallah ta'ala. Allah give you all the khayr in this dunya and akhirah. Amin ya Rabbal Alameen. And Allah ta'ala give us for the Muslimin and for all the people of the world, Allah ta'ala give us shifa, kamila, ajil, ya Rabbal. My dear respected brothers and elders and sisters in Islam, Alhamdulillah, you took all your precautions. Jumu'ah is fard, is obligatory on all sane Muslim adults. And so every Muslim adult male, meaning again after the age of puberty, is required to come for Jumu'ah. And those brothers who are, mashallah, who are able-bodied, who are not sick, who don't have any other medical conditions, mashallah, they have that obligation on them to come for Jumu'ah. And so those who are elderly didn't need to come. Those who are women and children, they don't need to come. Mashallah, you have come, mashallah, taking all your precautions. You made your wudu before you came, mashallah. You washed your hands, you washed your face, you washed your feet even, subhanAllah. You made sure to make a ghusl before you came, mashallah. We are people by nature. It's not just a precaution, it is a practice. It is not a precaution, it is a practice. As an adab, as akhlaq, as our etiquette in Islam, these are just natural things that we do, we keep ourselves clean. This is all the precautions, mashallah, you've taken. Some of you, mashallah, have brought in prayer mats, mashallah, musallas for yourselves. This is all part of the precaution, mashallah ta'ala. And we should not feel bad if we extend our hand for salam and try to give salam to a brother or a sister, and they say, they just put their hand on their heart, that's completely fine. The salam is what? The salam by hands is a sunnah. It is a sunnah. If a person were to leave the musafaha, what we call musafaha, if they left that's not an issue. The main part of salam is actually verbally. And actually we make this mistake quite often. When people get salam from, like, when you see someone in their car and you give salam, you just raise your hand. You're supposed to say assalamu alaikum. Because the required part is what? The dua coming from the mouth. And more important than that is actually feeling it in the heart. That I actually want peace for this brother. And we know, very rarely we find Muslims doing that. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. We've taken our precautions, mashallah. We've done as much as we can. We've done whatever we were required to do. We're going to, inshallah, clean the masjid carpet after this as well, mashallah. We're doing what we need to do. My brothers and elders and sisters in Islam, you've done what you're required to do. May Allah accept it and protect it, inshallah ta'ala. And so what we want everyone to understand is what? We've done all the precautions that we need to do. We leave the rest to Allah Azza wa Jal. We leave the rest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the one who decides, he's the one who will govern, he's the one who will give the hukum. Whatever he says will go. It's not because a person, if there are 500 people in a room, you might find that no one will be affected, inshallah ta'ala. Whereas a person might go to Costco's, or they might go to the mall, or they might go to even Wegmans, or wherever they go, and they'll find that one person is next to them and they get affected because of that. We don't know. Don't give the virus something it doesn't have. Don't give the virus something it doesn't have. It is not the virus which spreads it. It is by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What I want this Jumu'ah today for myself and for everyone else here, my reminder for myself and for everyone here is what? What can you do? What can you do? Everyone here not looking left and right, that this person will do, this person will do. No, you and I have an ability by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a position by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do something about this plague. I mean the entire plague. The entire pandemic that we're dealing with, the entire virus that we're handling right now, you and I as Muslims have a very strong position in front of Allah to do something about it, to make sure we can handle it, inshallah ta'ala. What do we learn from this? What do we understand from this? That Ajib, subhanAllah, such people, that they will say such things, مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةً, that no one is stronger than us. such countries that we thought were such superpowers. People that they have so many people, billions of people even in certain countries. And certain people that thought that they were the greatest of all powers in the world. You find that what? Such a virus, such a small little organism, microscopic, not even nanoscopic, about 20 or so nanometers, very small, insignificant organism, will come and what? Shake the foundation, shake the roots, shake everyone to their very core, drop everyone to their knees, make them completely powerless, to make them understand that what? That they said, man ashaddu minna quwwa, like the people Ad and Samud before them. They said before them, who is stronger than us? أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي هُوَ خَلَقَهُمْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَى. Don't they know that Allah, the one who created them, is stronger than them? That from a small little organism, Allah shook the roots of the entire world. Allah shook the roots of the entire world. That Allah showed them that what? You think you are strong. Acknowledge you are weak. You think you are powerful. Acknowledge you are powerless. You think you live forever. Acknowledge that you are mortal. And acknowledge the fact that you and I are not gods. You and I are not people who are ilah. We are human beings like everyone else. And human beings in this world have been given a responsibility to do what? To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what we're here for. That is the name of the game. It is ibadah of Allah, worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why you and I are here today. That's why we keep our masajid open. Because why? The worship of Allah ta'ala happens in the masajid of Allah. That you worship Allah ta'ala here. That's where we get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we know this as Muslims, that look, everything in the world happens because of the will of Allah. And no one else knows this. No one else knows this. Everyone else is in doubt. Why is this happening? What is this happening? What is this happening? Everything happens because of the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you and I know this. So you and I know that the best way, the most effective way, is to make a petition, is to make an appeal, to make a request, to beg the highest power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nothing in this world except it happens with the will of Allah. And similarly, because of that, all the solutions will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You find it here, inshallah. You find it in these places. And I mean this, and it bothers me, affects my heart, that people even consider closing masajid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They'll consider closing these doors. They'll say that, no, don't go, don't go, don't go. Listen, my brothers and elders and sisters in Islam, you and I know who runs the world. Who operates the world? The heavens and the earth, the clouds, the sky, the land, the ground, the grass, everything that you and I see. Who is it operated by? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He decides things, He wills things. And if you wanted to, subhanAllah, you'll find that everyone will be here, mashallah, and everyone will go home completely fine. And you'll find that someone will be in another place, just another place, another mall, another shopping area, another restaurant, and they'll be affected by it. Allah ta'ala, wallahu ya'lam, wa antum la ta'lamun. Allah ta'ala knows, and you do not know. My thing is what? My understanding is what? What we conveyed to everyone here was that if we have the permission, we have the ability to keep these places open, to worship Allah ta'ala on Jumu'ah, we should do it. We should make sure it's done. Because the right of Allah ta'ala is so big upon us. And what do we find? We find that this was never the way of the Muslims of the past. Never the way of the Muslims of the past. People think this virus today is very deadly. It's a pandemic. It's a big issue. There were plagues upon plagues on the Muslims of the past. You can note, if you look at any book of history, and I challenge you, go through Ibn Kathir, go through Maqridi, go through Ibn Battuta, when he traveled through the Muslim lands. Go through any of their histories. Go to Ibn Khaldun. Go through any of the histories of the Muslims. You see plague after plague after plague came. But not a single time did they close the masajid of Allah. They never closed the masajid of Allah. Why do we know this? The Black Plague that happened in the 1300s, about 749 AH of Hijri, right? You look in that year, you find that what? They say that hundreds of people used to die. Hundreds of people used to be affected by the plague. It had an 80% mortality rate. 80%! We're talking about what? If you had a community of 100 people, 80 people would die from that community. Then what did you find? That when it went through in the entire area of Europe, 75 million to 200 million people died because of it. And the Muslim areas were also affected. It's a reality. It didn't happen in our Muslim areas as well. It's not like, oh, because I'm a Muslim, I'm not affected by these things. We go through the system like everyone else. But you and I know that if it comes to a believer, it's a rahmah for him, inshallah ta'ala. Allah will give him khayr and barakah from it. And I'm not saying because I'm up here that I'm not going to get hit. Who knows? No one knows except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I know, inshallah, I hope that Allah keeps the iman firm in my heart. That if it hit me, mashallah, I know Allah ta'ala is going to give me rahmah from it, inshallah. This life is temporary at the end of the day. If I learn anything is what? That even the strongest men, the celebrities of our time, everyone will be affected by the same thing if Allah ta'ala wills it. Allah ta'ala knows best, of course. So what do we find? That when the Black Plague struck the Muslim lands, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala would say, hundreds of people would die on a daily basis. 100, 200 in the area of Egypt. But they said what? They made sure to pray on all the janayis on Jumu'ah. They pray on all the people who passed away on Jumu'ah. They would bring them all after Salatul Jumu'ah and they would pray, mashallah ta'ala. They never found a reason, and I'm telling you this, it's much more contagious than what you and I are dealing with right now. You know why? Because what? Doctors today, and we spoke to many doctors about this issue. They said that it's airborne for maybe a couple of hours if a person sneezes and things like that. And I remind everyone about precautions again, that if you sneeze or anything, just make sure you don't sneeze into your hands and make sure you cover up properly. That's as much as we can do, inshallah ta'ala. So what do we find? That it's airborne for a couple of hours. The plague at their time, they said it's not a bubonic plague. The bubonic plague was going through rats and from the insects on their bodies, right? But they said it was a pneumonic plague. When the modern historians say it's a pneumonic plague, meaning what? That it's just because you're in the air of the people around you. So people would find in their families, and it's mentioned by Ibn Kathir, you would not have any family in the area of Egypt except what? 1, 2, 3, 4 family members would die. He would say that. And so they had even a worse sickness and a higher mortality rate, but they still came to the masjid to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what is different between them and us? What is different between them and us? The difference is this, that they recognize that the solutions come from Allah. They recognize that the solutions come from Allah. They understood that Allah Ta'ala, if He decides it, it will change. And if Allah doesn't decide, it will never change. And that's what they recognize, that's why they came to worship Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So now coming back to what I mentioned in the beginning, what can you and I do? What can you and I do? You and I have a great ability, a great stance, a great position by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can appeal directly to the highest court. You can appeal directly to the highest power. You can go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg Him, and cry to Him, and plead to Him to change the condition. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will listen to you. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when a person says, La ilaha illallah, when a person says, La ilaha illallah, it goes directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It goes directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah accepts it from the believer, inshallah ta'ala. So what do we know? That when we make a dua, a petition to Allah, Allah will accept it. So what you and I need to do is that you all have a good ability here. That the entire world can be changed because of you. Berlin can be saved because of you. Massachusetts can be saved because of you. America can be saved, mashallah, because of you. Whatever, inshallah ta'ala, if you want to make that commitment to worship Allah, to be in the masjid and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll find change will happen. So number one, the first thing that we need to do is what? We need to start giving more sadaqah. More sadaqah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa khayru hadiyin, hadi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The best of all guidance is not the guidance of the CDC. It's great. I'm not denying it, I'm not dismissing. I mentioned in the beginning already, we take our precautions. I told people that when they say to do 20 seconds of washing your hands, I say, they told you to read what? Happy birthday. Happy birthday while you're washing hands. I said 20 seconds is enough to read Surah Fatiha. Right? You can wash your hands and recite Surah Fatiha. And so what, mashallah, you got shifa from both angles, mashallah ta'ala. You know, I completely agree with what they say. But the greatest of all guidance is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's been sent by Allah ta'ala to teach us how to live life in health and in sickness. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الصَّدَقَةَ تُطْفِيُ غَدَبَ الرَّبْ وَتَدْفَعُ مِيتَةَ السُّوءِ. Allahu Akbar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily sadaqah will extinguish the anger of Allah. Will extinguish the anger of Allah. And it will prevent a bad death. If you consider the bad death to be what? That I die in a miserable, painful state. Allah will save me from that, inshallah. But the greatest of all deaths is what? The worst of all deaths is what? That you could not remember Allah at the time of maut. You didn't even have a second to remember Allah. You died instantaneously. You weren't able to remember Allah. You couldn't say, La ilaha illallah. I worry about us. I worry about us. Really, I do. That what? We are so obsessed with NFL and NBA and all these other things and all these other stocks. I worry at the time of maut, we're only going to make zikr of these things. Not make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we don't mention these things at the time of maut. And one brother came up to me and said, that, well, brother, oh, you know, he's like, the imams are just scaring everyone. They're just making everyone panic. You know, he's like, I went to all these non-Muslims at my work and stuff. Everyone's just relaxed and okay. And he said, all these Muslims are getting so worried and nervous. I'm like, really? Really? I think we should have a little bit more precaution. I'm like, you know, I see the entire opposite. I'm like, because I deal with it, right? I see these interfaith communities, right? They're like, they're going nuts. They're going absolutely nuts. They're going crazy. They're like, okay, probably next week we're just going to live stream everything. You know, no one even needs to come anymore, just live stream it, right? And so one sheikh was asked, he's like, can we do a virtual Jumu'ah? Can we do a virtual Jumu'ah? He's like, yeah, sure, why not? You can have a virtual thawab too. You can get virtual reward, okay? Allah Ta'ala knows best, right? But you can see how people panic. Because the irreligiosity, the fact that people are not people of religion anymore, people of deen who trust Allah, trust your Lord, trust your Maker, trust your Creator. He's put you in here for what? Not to punish you, to show you mercy, mashallah. So what do you find? That all the non-Muslims are buying out all the scot. Who is buying all the hand sanitizer in the world? Is it the Muslims? Majority of the mazahib wouldn't even let you pray with it on your hands. Right? Because why? It's alcoholic, right? MashaAllah, Hanafi mazhab is what? That it's okay because it's external use. So you can pray, you can have it on your hands, so you can still pray. It's a good time to be Hanafi, mashallah. Okay? In any case, mashallah. The point is what? The point that I'm trying to stress is what? That look, it's not Muslims who are panicking. I wish we panicked a bit more. Honestly speaking, you know, we can have a little bit more awareness of like, what should we do? But maybe it's because the itminan of iman in our hearts. May Allah Ta'ala put that in everyone's hearts that we're calm. Because Allah Ta'ala wants us, mashallah, to be people of Jannah. And the people of Jannah have yatma'innu qulubun bi dhikrillah. Their hearts become calm with the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah make us such people. The non-Muslims have their skat. We have sadaqah. We have sadaqah. The more sadaqah you give, inshallah, you prevent bad deaths. And you prevent yourself from becoming sick. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Dawu madakum is sadaqah." Treat your sick. Treat your sick through sadaqah. By giving more sadaqat, you'll find you'll be given shifa, inshallah ta'ala. Much more rapidly and quickly, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make us from such people. The Prophet also advised us what? That fasting. Fasting is another cure that we find. That people are worried about everything in the world health-wise. Fast for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take a couple of days to fast for Allah ta'ala and you'll find, say, "Ya Allah, I'm hungry right now. And Lord, if you and I had a person who came to our door and said, 'I'm hungry,' what would you and I do? What food would we give, mashallah?" When you go hungry to Allah ta'ala, you say, "Ya Allah, I'm hungry and I'm making dua to you." What answers will Allah ta'ala give you, mashallah? Make sure when you're asking Allah, asking the state of sadaqah. It's raining, mashallah. It's Jumu'ah, mashallah. The sa'atul istijabah, the time where du'as are accepted, mashallah. That is the third greatest thing that you and I need to do. Is that we don't back down. We don't turn away. We attack it. We fight it. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said, "Innama tuqatiluna bi'amalikum." You only fight through your good deeds. You only fight through your good deeds. You make dua and you pray. You make dua and you pray. You worship Allah Ta'ala. You're crying and begging and pleading to Allah. And you pray, mashallah. We are people that we don't even care if we wake up for Fajr or not. We are people that don't even care if we're praying in Jama'at or not. We don't even care about these things. Maybe that's the reason why Allah Ta'ala gave it down here. Because you and I don't care about the riba. You and I don't care about the zina. You and I don't care about the haram. And we're committing all these sins and not crying a single tear in front of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That same very tear that if it were to be brought in front of Jahannam, it will extinguish all the flames of Jahannam. You will not be able to enter it, inshallah ta'ala. So what do we need to do? We need to acknowledge our faults and our mistakes and say, "Ya Allah, I need to worship you more. I need to come for Isha. I need to come for Maghrib," and not make any more excuses. This is not the time to make any excuses. It's the time for change and action. And not to tell yourself that if I'm here, I'm going to get sick and things like that. It's only by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take your precautions again. Bring your own jainamaz. Bring your own musalla, mashallah. Bring your own prayer mat. Go ahead, whatever you need to do. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make it a routine. Every day, mashallah, we're doing qunut nazila. We're praying the prayer of a calamity at Fajr time, mashallah. And we'll do it until Allah Ta'ala will lift this problem. Allah Ta'ala will lift it, inshallah, by our du'as at Fajr time. So if you want to attend, mashallah, you're more than welcome to. After Isha, I wanted to make this routine for ourselves. That every day after Isha, we'll read some Qur'an together. And then after we read our Qur'an, we'll make du'a. You can recite anything. Go ahead. Start your khatam, mashallah. Start it before Ramadan, mashallah. Begin it now. Go ahead, right? Start reading your Qur'an. Finish a khatam, inshallah. By the time you finish, mashallah, perhaps Allah Ta'ala will cure the entire world, inshallah ta'ala. If you can recite the entire Quran, no problem. Recite Surah Yasin. It's mentioned many hadith about its shifa, its power to protect. If you can't recite Surah Yasin, recite Allahumma salli Muhammad, the last three surahs, Ikhlas, Falaq, and Nas. And we can recite Ikhlas three times, mashallah. It's like the reward of a khatam of the Quran, mashallah ta'ala. And well, even if you can't recite that, if you're like, "I can't even do that, Mawlana Sahib," Fatiha. Recite Fatiha. Fihi shifa. It is shifa. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ فِي شِفَا وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We reveal the Qur'an which has shifa and mercy for mankind. Cure and mercy, mashallah. You have so many options, so many ways, mashallah. And this was the way of our people before us. That they used the guidance that the Prophet ﷺ gave us as a method to cure the diseases of the world. That the diseases of the world were cured because of it. Where do we find this as proof? And I mentioned before, during the Black Plague, we have very vivid detail about what happened in that time. You get two specific incidents. One in the area of Egypt, and the other one in the area of Damascus. So Maqrizi rahimahullah ta'ala narrates this about the area of Egypt, and Ibn Kathir also narrates it as well. He says that what happened was, when the plague struck Egypt, it came with a very deadly blow. People were dying left and right. A man came from the mountain areas, and he said, and I don't normally narrate dreams to you, but I just found this story to be pertinent because Ibn Kathir narrated it, and Maqrizi rahimahullah ta'ala narrated it, so it must be important. It said, a man came from the mountain areas and spoke to the Qadi Taqiyuddin al-Subki rahimahullah ta'ala, al-Shafi'i rahimahullah. He went to Taqiyuddin al-Subki and said, "Oh Shaykh, I saw this dream where the Prophet Muhammad came to me. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to me, and I spoke to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I said, "Ya Rasulullah, this thing is affecting us. We're getting hit by this plague. What are we supposed to do?" And so then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised him and said, "Recite Surah Nuh 3,360 times." That's what is mentioned in the riwayah. It said that 3,360 times. Recite it 3,360 times. Divide it amongst everyone and recite it. So then he narrates this to Qadi Taqiyuddin Subki rahimullah. So what does he do? Qadi Sahib goes in front of everyone. He goes in front of everyone during the Jumu'ah or during the... He makes a munada. He makes an announcement and says, "Everyone, start reciting this. Start reciting this." So people start to fill up the masajid at night time. Fill up the masajid at night time. That they started worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala says, "Fahyaw al-masajida kama yafa'aluna fi Ramadan." It said it was like a Ramadan outside of Ramadan. The same way people are worshipping in Taraweeh, he said the masjid was full like that at night time, mashallah. So people were reciting Quran, begging, crying, pleading with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reading and reading it. And then Ibn Kathir and Maqridi rahimahullah narrate about the area of Egypt. They said that day by day you could see that the plague was decreasing. Day by day you could see it decreasing. Finally, ultimately, it was completely diminished. Completely vanished from the area. Because of that, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala talks about an area in Sham. He said that when the plague struck in Sham, one of the emirs of the area told everyone, "Command people to do good and forbid them from evil." And because he kept telling them to do that and people started doing these things, he said the plague was slowly lifted, mashallah ta'ala. This was the area of Egypt. The story of Damascus is even more ajeeb. When it hit Damascus, it hit it in Rabiul Awal. In Rabiul Awal, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah says it was on the 6th of Rabiul Awal. When it hit into the plague hit the area of Damascus, then Ibn Kathir rahimahullah said that they all started to, they were worried what to do. So the khatib of the time, he got on the minbar and told everyone, "We're going to do qunut for every single prayer. Qunut for every single prayer." Every single night was in dua. They started to beg and plead. And this was working. But then they saw that the plague was still spreading. So then they decided to do another thing. They said, "You know what, everyone," the announcement was made out to everyone, "that fast for 3 days. Everyone fast for 3 days. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday they fasted. And nighttime and Thursday night, they all came into the Masjid of Allah, started to beg and plead and cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Friday morning, after Fajr Salah, they all go outside. They all went outside to the valleys and to the outskirts of the town. And everyone went. And this is the ajeeb riwayah. It says what? That they all went. Man, woman, child. And who else? It was, Allahumma salli Muhammad, the Jews and the Christians brought their Torah and their Injil. Everyone went out of the town raising their hands and saying, "Oh Allah, save us, oh Allah, save us, oh Allah, save us." And everyone kept doing, and they kept pleading and pleading. They came back and then they performed Jumu'ah. And then it's mentioned by Maqridi rahimahullah ta'ala that they started to see that the plague started to lessen. They started to see it lessening. So then they began reciting Surah Sahih al-Bukhari. Sahih Bukhari, in three days they finished it. Morning and evening, mashallah, they read it, Sahih Bukhari. It's a big book. It's very hard to finish, trust me. Right, it's a very hard book to finish. 3 days and three nights they finished the khatam of it. By finishing it, they said that the plague was ultimately lifted from the community, mashallah. This is what we find from our elders, from our ancestors, that they dealt with these problems in a spiritual way. They made sure not to give up on the deen. They made sure not to abandon the deen. So I ask my brothers and sisters and everyone here, mashallah ta'ala, that look, don't be a bystander. Don't be a person who's just watching it happen. Beg, cry, and plead to Allah. You can change it. You can make a difference, mashallah. You can make it happen. Look, the Allah of the past is the same Allah today. Allah has never changed. Only we have changed. Only our own condition has changed. We have not come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly enough. When we come back to Allah ta'ala properly, you'll see Allah ta'ala will lift this waba. He will lift this plague, inshallah. He will rectify the situation, inshallah ta'ala. Once we show Him that we are weak, but we cannot pretend in front of Allah. Don't pretend in front of Allah. Come back to Allah before we have to return to Allah. And it's mentioned in the Quran so beautifully, وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Whoever trusts Allah ta'ala, He's always going to be enough for them. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah give us the tawfiq. Allah give us the ability, Ya Allah. Allah give us the ability to make dua to You, Ya Allah. To beg You to You, Ya Allah. To cry to You, Ya Allah. To plead to You, Ya Allah. Allah, we ask tawfiq, Ya Allah, that You lift this problem from us, Ya Rahman Rahim. Ya Allah, we ask You, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to make it easy on the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To make it easy on our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let it affect our bodies. Don't let it affect our iman in our hearts, Ya Allah. Let us trust You, Ya Allah, to the day that we meet You, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Let's cry and beg to You, Ya Allah, till one day, Ya Allah, You accept our du'as. And because of the du'as in this masjid, mashallah, solve the problems in the world, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. For those who make sunnah, can do sunnah.